It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God, he's a convict.
Ex-convict.
I prefer miscreant.
Have you seen Talk to Me?
No, I have not.
The Don Cheadle movie?
Yes, I have not seen Talk to Me.
Very, very good.
You should see it. If you're on the radio in Washington, D.C., you need to see that movie.
And it's the story of who is the disc jockey?
Petey Green.
Petey Green. Yeah, that's
I pulled
right.
about 8,000 tapes from it. It's
Absolutely.
A really, really good movie.
It
Check
is.
It out.
I would like to see that. Welcome back to the show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. BYOB Friday. This coming Friday, the return of the Buzz Babes.
Yay!
And we're going to have little people with us, or a little person.
Mm-hmm. At least one.
Scott the Dwarf is going to be coming to the studio, and he'll be joining us. And have you been in contact with Scott the Dwarf and inquired about the potential of any little people? I would like to have lots of little people here on Friday. I know Scott the Dwarf is our old friend from the show, but I know that at the big party on the 8th on Friday night, we were surrounded by little people, and it just seemed to add a level of festivity to the party.
I have been in touch with him, and I haven't heard from him yet, but maybe he's working.
I'm sure. I told you the reason why. I think Scott wants it all to himself.
Okay.
He wants to be the center of attention.
Working, it's not that close to Christmas, so the toys.
Well, he told Beth Ann. I said, first of all, Beth Ann communicated to him that I wanted the Little Kings,
right.
And she made a mistake when
that's his band, and I'm not even sure they're together.
Just a communication breakdown.
I like when she's leaving the studio and she just rolls her eyes and does a pirouette.
I also like when she stops slightly at the door, doesn't turn, and then continues out.
Now, later on the show today, we are going to play, what's it called, 5 and 10 Challenge?
Yeah, that's right.
I've got the different categories,
yeah,
a very simple game to play where we're going to ask you to name things in 10 seconds. Is that the use the music yet?
Some of you will actually win.
I thought you were saving the music. Should be a lot of fun.
I thought you were going to explain the rules.
I think we should have at least, the rules are this. We're going to give you 10 seconds. That's the 10 part of the
right.
5 and 10
right.
challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is name
five
things you would find in certain areas.
Places.
Right. Locations.
Right.
Satisfy the requirement of the category.
That's right.
With 5 items.
Satisfy it thoroughly.
Joe gave me a picture of a tattoo.
Yeah.
How's
with
it
breasts.
Look?
What better way to compliment your pinup tattoo girl than with some silicone breast implants?
Oh, I did a story about this.
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
There's the picture. It doesn't look like it came out all that right.
No, in fact, the guy, if you remember the story, became terribly infected, had all kinds of problems, and eventually had to have his leg breast implants removed.
Yeah, it looks like he got the palsy when you get
so
that.
So that's where he put the... See, this is a real close-up of the tattoo, so he
right.
put it actually on his leg.
On his leg, and he had them put breast implants into it.
Let's.
They use chin implants as the breast.
That's so gross.
Yeah, and it got infected.
That's so gross.
Isn't
on
that
so
bad?
Many
now,
levels.
You see, now that's the kind of thing you need to think about
that's
before
right.
you get a tattoo.
You think, Rob?
Well, no.
That's a very interesting statement. You think you ought to think about that before you do that?
That goes beyond tattoos. That's,
well,
that's
yeah,
crazy
but it's
what he
still the
did.
Same cleanliness item.
Let's go.
Going into your skin.
Mike and Modesto, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I got a different way of looking at a tattoo. Instead of adding hair, I took the hair off.
Now, please explain.
Now, hold on a second. Before you just tell him to please explain.
No, it's clean.
It's clean. All right. And, you know, this is a family show.
Mm-hmm.
The Manson family. All right. Go ahead.
And what I decided to do is I got a tattoo of a lawnmower on my forearm, and every once in a while I'll decide to shave a strip of hair.
That's so it looks like funny. The mower took care of it.
I kind
exactly.
of like that.
Was it laser hair removal? Is it permanent hair removal? Or
No.
No,
Buzz,
it,
were you there? I'm asking
no,
the guy.
He just explained it. He said he occasionally shaves a swath.
Oh, he shaves a swath
so
down.
So it will appear that the lawnmower has shaved it for him.
And
Buzz is very excited about that.
Clever, no?
I thought so.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Do you have any other tats?
I've got Chester from Alice in Wonderland cat.
Chester,
oh,
you mean
the Cheshire
the
cat?
Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, dude. Did you get like a tattoo and you don't even know the character? You just said Chester.
No, Chestire.
It's Chestire.
No, it's
this
not
guy's
Chestire.
A moron.
It's Cheshire. Cheshire.
It's Cheshire cat.
You could be right.
Hold on. I'm
no,
very
listen,
concerned
I'm
that you're
very
getting.
Right.
Why are you getting a tattoo of something that you don't even know? Have you read Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, I've watched it on many different levels.
Do you have any other cartoon characters like Dickie Mouse?
Really, no, I just think if you're going to get something blazoned into your skin, you ought to know exactly what how to pronounce the name of the character.
Now, if I was going to get another tattoo, that's what I should get, because actually that is one of my favorite pieces of literature of all time, is Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland.
Isn't that a little, and now I hate to say it, because we overuse it.
No, jump
isn't
in.
That a little gay?
No, not at all.
Liking Alice in Wonderland?
Sure what it's a little...
Oh, is that a little weed?
I can't explain myself, said Alice, for I'm not myself, you see. I don't see, said the caterpillar.
All right, good. You're scaring me.
Yeah, the caterpillar.
You're really, really effing scaring me right now.
Caterpillar had a hookah.
Are you a pothead, Mike?
I'm not a pothead fucker.
You're not at all?
Yes.
No,
is.
No, no.
Not at all. You don't enjoy like a little cannabis once in a while?
A little bit of acid back in the day and maybe some.
Okay, too stupid to keep on the line. Bob in New York, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Bob.
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. We're talking tattoos. Rob and I are, we're in our exploratory mode right now.
We're flirting.
I can't. You guys know me. You're looking at me. I don't even know myself on this one. Mm. What do you say? Do I seem like I'm at all serious about this? Because
yes.
I really don't.
You're clearly interested. You're clearly intrigued.
Yeah, you do have interest.
But I'm also aware, deeply aware, that there might be something wrong with me.
How so?
Tattoo is a big thing for me, Buzz. It really is. When you guys got your tattoos, I was saying to myself, no. And the fact that I'm thinking about it, I'm riding on the bike into work today, and I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And I see a kid go by. I can't even see his tattoo, but he's got something on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. I said, it looks pretty good. I'm thinking
of it. Were you attracted to the tattoo
or to the
young man?
I was attracted to the young man on the motorcycle.
Just because you get a tattoo, Mike, doesn't mean he's going to be attracted to you.
He was on a crotch rocket, too, and he rode by very fast, and he had a full face helmet, so I couldn't see his face, but I could see his body.
Yeah. And really, that's all
I
you
said,
need.
Break me off.
A piece of that?
Break me off a piece of that. Uh-huh. I really.
Face down.
Boy, would I like to be with him.
Yeah. Isn't that a little gay?
It's
no, not gay.
No, you scare me, though, when you start quoting Alice in Wonderland. You're like, it's acid trippy.
A brilliant piece of literature. Okay,
who wrote it?
Lewis Carroll.
Lewis Carroll.
I thought it was Carol Lewis.
No.
It's Lewis Carroll. Pat's husband.
That's right.
Pat Carroll.
We're part of the Gags Gang.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Bob,
you're
did you say
exploring.
What you wanted to say? I forgot.
No, sir. I have not yet.
I'm sorry. We're just rambling.
Oh,
go ahead.
Bob.
That's okay. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Bob's from New York, Rob.
Yes, of course. Bob?
I got my first tattoo 4 years ago down before Katrina hit in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Okay.
It's a Marine Corps bulldog with USMC underneath it.
Standard. I like that. That's pretty good.
Were you in the Marines?
Yes, sir, I was.
No, Rob, he got the tattoo. You know, I suppose you could really.
I got the tattoo for the hell of it. No,
okay.
I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years.
Good for you, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, that's good. And what do you say? Should we go ahead and do it?
Well, my other tattoo is for Orange County Choppers out of New York.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
That's it, to promote another business. All right, well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Get your tattoo, Mike. Don't be afraid. Get it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Steve in Gaithersburg. It's not gay thirsty, Joe. It's Gaithersburg.
Oh, I see.
Joe's, it's Tuesday. Right. He's ramping up. Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, I ran into you the other weekend. I wanted to say, where's Charlie?
That would be the first real idiot we've had in quite some time.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a no for tattoos.
Oh, no. You can't base it on
the
that.
The way I look at
because
it.
Because now I'm thinking about the other possibility of me maybe getting the Beck's key.
Oh, now see, the Beck's key is cool. Nathan in Kansas. I want to talk to you about that in a second. Nathan in Kansas, you're on the show. What can we do for you? What are you doing, moving furniture there?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, guys. Listen, a couple things. First off, you can have a gay tattoo, but I think every tattoo you should get, like you say, should have a meaning.
All right.
You know that old school cartoon of the frog, the Warner Brothers.
Yep.
That,
with the top hat and the cape, right?
I have that tattoo because of the fact that I don't do what I'm told to do. I don't jump on it. You know, when the curtain's down, I'm a completely different person. So that was a good tattoo for me.
All right. Are you on any prescription medication right now, Nathan?
No.
All right, just checking.
So, hey, the other thing, Rob.
Yes.
Swastika. Good
See, there's your Kansas. Yes, of course. You're the you're late to the party on that. It's not an original call. Now, Rob was thinking seriously. Rob likes those little green bottles. Mm-hmm. Rob likes a particular product more than just about anything in the whole wide world.
It's my favorite.
He likes his Beck's beer.
That's right.
And Beck's logo is a red key inside a shield.
Mm-hmm. And I think, actually, it's the crest for the town of Bremen.
Is it really?
If you actually do the research.
The key is the crest for the town of Bremen.
I believe, in Germany.
Close. We're getting very close to that, what that last guy wanted you to do.
No. This is an ancient crest.
It's a secret crest for a group of people that are now living in Argentina.
But it's a very cool logo. and I think it's nice. It's understated. That might be a close second.
Susan in Fairfax, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Question for you, Mike, I've been in this dilemma for about 10 years now trying to figure out if I want to get one also.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it.
And I'm close to your age. I'm 47.
Okay.
So part of me wants to get it just because I think some of them are actually very pretty.
Right.
The colors are nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in a private spot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But do you ever, I guess with me, it's I wonder since I'm single what my potential partner would think.
Yeah, I mean,
because,
that's valid.
You know, it's the other thing where a lot of people are just, you know, I wouldn't do that to my body per se, or am I too old to be doing this, especially with gravity eventually and now starting to take over.
There are, Susan.
Kind of things that you're thinking about?
Susan, the people that I've talked to on this subject, there seem to be two distinct schools of thought. There are the people that kind of lightheartedly do it on a whim, like mm-hmm. Buzz, where right. Buzz gets a little barbed wire, but it's nothing really significant to him. And when Don got his Batman tattoo, it had significance, but
right.
Don got one that was significant to Frida, and he got the Batman tattoo, mm-hmm. which was I like mm-hmm. Batman.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then you get the people that, you know, so Don's got both. You've got the one with the barbed wire where you
right.
thought it looked nice, it was decorative.
Exactly.
And then you get the people that do it because they really want to identify, mark themselves with something that has tremendous meaning
mm-hmm,
to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, if I just got like the Red Sox logo, yeah, I like the Red Sox, but does it have like the significant meaning more than anything else in my life? No, it's what
no,
I like.
It's
and
just
so
what
I,
you like.
That's the
exactly.
dilemma. And I think people like you and like me, when we're having difficulty figuring out what we want to do, we're having that difficulty because we realize the permanence of it. And that's what I've always said to my kids. You know, that's permanent. That's with you forever.
Susan, what were you thinking of getting and where would you put it? He said, knowing.
Well, and that's where I get into this whole age thing. Is it stupid to sit here and say that potentially maybe my lower back, you know, and I've seen some really pretty ones. Like I saw one that I absolutely loved that was a combination of like a lavender and teal, very small butterfly that has kind of the barbed wire type, you know, that curly.
I'd say, you know what, if it makes you feel good, I would go for it. And in your case, and I'm not talking to me right now, I'm talking to you, I would do it. However, I will tell you, when you're talking about, I also went to Rolling Thunder last year.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there last year, I saw a woman who had to be approaching 65 or 66 years
right,
old.
Sure.
And she had a couple of sleeves, and she had the leg tattoos. I mean, they were all
yeah,
over her body.
Yeah.
And it looked like a Shar Pei dog. It really
yeah,
did. I mean,
right,
these tattoos,
yeah,
some of them were faded, and
they've
some of them
shape,
were unrecognizable because they had changed
but
shape.
But you're not going to do that.
I say go for it,
so,
Susan, okay?
Yeah.
But then again, you know, it's like you. Does it have a lot of meaning? No. Is it something that is kind of neat? Yes. So
right,
that's where you kind of have to weigh it out.
And that's why you and I will probably be sitting on the fence for the rest of our lives and
it's
not getting
be
a tattoo.
Another 10 years.
You know what?
You
if I get a tattoo, I'll probably be like the classic drunken sailor where one night I'll go, yeah, what the hell? Let's go ahead and do it. I swear to God, it
well,
might happen
yeah,
that
see,
way.
That might come out badly. No, you need to go into
it might happen Friday.
A clear head. That's
yeah,
what
I think
you need.
Right.
So you get exactly what you want.
You know who I'm going to talk with it? I'm going to talk with my kids this weekend. That's who
there
I'm going to talk
go,
to. I'm going to talk to my kids
what,
about it.
Don't let
and
them
you,
do the
and
tattoo.
And if you get your tattoo, make sure we know about it on the radio because that may be the kickstart that I need to go get mine.
If I decide to do it, I will do it on the radio.
I'll
because,
bet they encourage you.
Know, we're all about filling time here. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, it's Kristen, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Chris. You just got delayed.
Ladies
you
and
just
gentlemen,
got,
sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
The perfect owner of a tattoo right there.
Yeah, Chris, you got some, don't you?
You know, I have one. It's
one.
A Pisces tattoo because I figured as long as I have this body, I will always be a Pisces and
mm-hmm.
figured, you know, it's not going to change. I can't believe I got delayed. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What she was saying was Chris says, get a rooster, and then you can always say you've got a rooster, but it's the other word for rooster
right.
that hangs out below your knee.
Exactly.
Right,
that's exactly. Chris, thank you very much for the call.
Bye,
we appreciate
sweetheart.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, sweetheart. See you later. Oh, I like ladies. The ladies
oh,
calling
sure.
in about tattoos
yes.
kind of turns me on.
Nice.
Maybe
but
they,
just, what?
I was going to say, maybe they started calling after Doris made her noise.
Yes, of course. Yes, the hog calling. What? Now, what was that misogynistic? And you shoehorned it in there as I'm going to Buzz because you had to say it. Yes, they called because they're all pigs, Rob.
No, I never
absolutely.
Said that.
Absolutely. They call because they're...
Maybe they call because
think,
they're fat and ugly.
He's talking about sort of the redneck factor.
Okay, defend him. Maybe. Mike's tattoo.
All right.
Joe has just written Mike's tattoo.
Mike's
there it is. Can you see
it? Beth Ann.
That's
lovely.
It's happening in Hollywood, Buzz Burbank.
The New York Times is reporting that the Today Show's ratings have slipped since April. Mm-hmm. That's when Kathy Lee Gifford started co-hosting the Fourth Hour.
Yeah, does it matter, though, with the Fourth Hour, or are they talking about the whole show?
They're talking about the Fourth Hour in particular.
Oh, the Fourth Hour, yeah.
You see, that hour averaged 1.9 million viewers in the 4 weeks before Kathy Lee, and now it's down to 1.7 million in the 4 months that followed her arrival.
Well, I don't know. A lot of NBC people, weren't really up on that idea.
Really?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes. Tom Brokaw
against it?
A sane voice in the silence. Mm-hmm. NBC isn't fazed, however. They claim the decline is seasonal and has nothing to do with Kathy Lee.
On a note of that, I'm watching Hoda Kotb today, who is out there in Beijing. She's doing the reporting. Mm-hmm. And this is how I knew that Kathy Lee had infected Hoda. I used to think Hoda was pretty damn good.
And I think you're right about
that. And
this.
A pretty good anchor and a news anchor. Today, Hoda's going to interview some swimmers. And you didn't hear about that. No, what you heard about before she interviewed the swimmers was the fact that Hoda had to stake out the water cube or whatever the hell it is.
Oh.
And wait for 3 hours or wait for hours. It was all about her.
She was disappointed that it wasn't on her schedule.
It wasn't on her. She had to wait so long before, and she finally got the interview. And you don't hear any of the other journalists saying, hey, I'm really excited because I got to talk to these people. You just hear the interviews.
Right.
And Hoda obviously is now beginning to think of herself as the story, which is a very bad. And you had mentioned that she called them dear as well.
Dear and sweetie. I mean, she really was. Yee. Keep in mind, 6 months ago, she really had some credibility.
Yes, she
was
did.
A real news lady.
But now it's all about showbiz in New York, and let's go to club whatever for lunch in New York City, Kathy Lee.
You summed it up when you said Kathy Lee has infected Hoda.
Yeah, yeah, it's
exactly
very, very sad, and maybe she'll recover, maybe she won't.
Doubt it.
Yet another bill collector is after Ed McMahon.
Poor guy.
Former Tonight Show sidekick. It was his third debt-related lawsuit of the summer yesterday.
You're an idiot.
This one filed by a Southern California lending firm that says McMahon owes more than $275,000 on a two-year-ago loan.
That's because his wife is spending all his money.
How is Pamela?
Pamela, is that her name?
Yes, Pamela McMahon.
Yes, I couldn't even move my jaw, so we weren't able to do what I do.
How's your neck brace?
It's very frustrating.
Does Pamela like when you help her out?
Ha, 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 ha. Johnny.
Ed, you go all night.
Johnny. Johnny, I've done it again.
Ed.
Soil.
A spokesman for the 85-year-old TV icon said Monday that he has not yet seen the lawsuit. But McMahon's camp has seen the other two complaints leveled at him recently, including...
That would pull him out of debt, McMahon's camp.
What would you do there?
You'd actually learn to be an announcer. Go learn to be a perfect pitchman.
And there's a hot breakfast?
Yes, you get a hot breakfast, and if you bring your dog, you get to feed it Alpo.
And you build a Christmas tree.
Yes, McMahon camp.
Including a $275,000 you owe me from a lawyer that McMahon hired to work on his daughter's divorce. And an attempt by Citibank to recoup a nearly $200,000 loan. So we're up to what? Nearly $700,000 here.
This poor son of a bitch. I swear to God, this is such a shame. This is a guy that's never gotten good advice. And obviously, when he hooked up with this woman,
Pamela.
She kind of ran him into the ground.
Apparently.
And, it's a sad situation, but it's Ed. And, I think Ed came along when probably... there were a lot of unscrupulous people out there. There still are, but there are more controls, especially for celebrities now, with agents and people that represent celebrities that, you can cover your ass a little bit more. Everybody's one unscrupulous, horrible human being away from this situation.
That's true. Yeah.
We rely on people to do our taxes. We rely on people to do our accounting for us. If you get somebody that wants to steal from you, they're pretty damn well going to be able to do it.
Remember, Billy Joel was almost ruined in like 1989.
Sure. Yeah.
One manager.
They're
one
out there.
Manager.
They are out there. And I trust people with the people that work for me in certain circumstances. You never know. I think, really, I've been in a situation a long time that I've had relationships that have lasted for years and years and years. But here's the scary part of this. You can have a relationship with one of these people that does last for a long time, and you don't know what's going on.
That's
and then all of a sudden you wake up one day and it's wham, bam, thank you, man. And I think that's exactly what's happened to Ed McMahon at the end of his life when these people are maybe cashing in the chips a little bit.
When I first hired an agent in Chicago, there were two to choose from, and I guess we chose the right one because the other one ended up in prison.
Yep.
The one that I chose has not gone to prison.
No, he just gets in bicycle accidents, and we'd like to say to Elliot Ephraim, we hope that you...
Did he have an unfortunate accident?
I guess he had a little bit of a tumble. I'm not sure.
He was on his bike, and then one thing led to another, and...
I already got a broken collarbone or something.
Really?
Or?
Was it that bad? I didn't inquire as to the details.
I don't know if he's back at work or not.
I don't know where he is.
Well, speak to Beth Ann. We'll send him 10% of a bouquet.
Perhaps we could get him on the show and find out how he's doing.
That'd be great.
But if we, if he was unscrupulous, yes, he might be in trouble.
Yes. No, he hasn't gone to prison yet.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of being on the defensive, apparently Ed McMahon filed a negligence lawsuit of his own last month against Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where he had 3 surgeries to repair his neck injury, you recall. And also, he's suing the billionaire owner of the Los Angeles home where he took that tumble.
Well, for a guy that doesn't have any money at all, he's certainly amassing a lot of legal fees. So
yeah,
it'll
sure
be
is.
Interesting to see how this turns out.
Well, I think he's got those lawyers that they only get paid if he wins.
Yeah, because they all work for Ed.
Exactly. He saw it advertised on television.
Yeah, they sure. They all take it on contingency.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a new TV show coming to mock Martha Stewart Living. Now, Martha Stewart Living was syndicated on television between 1991 and 2004. And one night, Martha Stewart was apparently sitting around her house. It sounds to me like maybe she was having a few somethings.
I bet Martha knocks them back,
Maybe a couple of bong hits. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Because listen to the idea she came up with. She was sitting around at her house and watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay.
And Martha thought, well, that we ought to do that with my old show. So a couple of comedians, I guess, Alexis Stewart and Jennifer Koppelman Hutt, are going to crack wise.
Alexis is her daughter.
Over episodes of Martha Stewart Living, which will then run on the Fine Living cable channel.
And this is Martha's idea?
Apparently so.
Oh, that's not going to be funny because Martha sanctioned it.
But real comedians, if they got it out of her hands and put real comedians in there,
it could
be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's no way it's going to be fantastic.
But it
because
can't be.
They're going to have creative control.
Like you and me doing it?
Martha, yeah, if you and I were doing it, said, hey, if you and I went into it and said, hey, no restrictions,
right,
no problem at all, but that can't happen.
It won't ever
And if you
happen.
Got her daughter involved in it, it sounds like, hey, I'm going to make fun of myself, but I'm going to do it with my blessing.
That's right.
It doesn't work that way.
Here are your top 10 celebrity chefs, TV chefs, and how much they make. Who do you think is the highest earner among your television cooks?
Okay, I would have said.
Descados.
hey! With Descados! I would have said Emeril Lagasse up until about a year ago, but he broke with the Food Network, and
yes,
now he's on a very obscure channel, and yes, you don't have to do it that way, Beth Ann. She comes
how
in
would
and
you
says
like
we
her
have
to do it. What do you think is it like that? Like,
how I would mean, you like her to do it?
Well, no, I mean, I don't
Are you
care.
Questioning I
just,
that I was I concerned wondered, about that?
No, I'm just deadly
it's
curious.
It's still the...
Yes, it's the circle in the air with the fingers.
And that could be a nice little break.
Yeah.
You have to break.
That's what I'm that's
what
the one
if she
I'm
brought you a
with.
Mint?
I would say, I've just had a day with her already. And I like the hollering lady, though. It was a lot of fun speaking with her. Tell me the chefs. Go ahead.
Rachel Ray, top earner, $18 million a
year. Doesn't surprise me. She works her ass off.
Wolfgang Puck, number 2 at $16 million.
He owns a gazillion restaurants, and he's into everything, and he still is every single year. That doesn't surprise me.
Gordon Ramsay, third at $7.5 million.
Got to give that guy credit. I love the guy.
I
really do. How much does he make?
$7.5 million a year.
That seems like he would make more than that.
Now, is that his TV work, or is that can't be just from his restaurant?
No, I think this is his total income. These are his earnings for the year last year.
I'm surprised because I think the restaurant business is normally a very lucrative business.
Hand over fist, yeah. Mike. Always is.
Hey!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, customers. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nobuyuki Matsuhisha at $5 million is in fourth place.
Restaurant called Nobu.
Ah.
He's also an Iron Chef, I believe.
Okay.
Number 5, Alain Ducasse, I guess. I think I've pronounced
Dumas.
One of those
directly. I thought it was Duke Ass.
$5 million. Those are your top 5 earners. Paula Deen comes in 6th
Very
at
good.
$4.5 million. Right. Coming up in your final buzz, how Americans really feel about the John Edwards story. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, get ready. 877-365-3636. We'll stop this music,
yes,
and we'll play this music. We're going to play the 5 and 10 challenge.
Did you hear that momentum shift?
This is very, very exciting. I love this music. We have lots of little prizes for you because this is going to be an easy game to win,
sure
so we're not
going
to give you a tremendous amount of money.
Of course not.
But it's really the game. That's what the thing is.
That's
it's
right.
not winning, it's playing the game.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
The 5 and 10 Challenge will have lists of different places, and you have to tell us what things you would find there. It's that easy. But here's the difficult part. You have to do it in 10 seconds.
Ooh.
And everything is difficult in 10 seconds.
Yes.
877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. I love this theme. And play the 5 and 10 Challenge. We'll have some prizes and your chance to win coming up after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.